Movies, music, books. We review the ones that really help you grow. Review from the Salvos.
Our review is a little different this week. Media personality and social commentator Mark Hadley joins us to look at the new SBS two-week series called Christians Like Us. So Mark, Christians Like Us, even the title makes me wonder.
Well, that's really the struggle with the entire series. It's the follow-on from Muslims Like Us, which was actually made by CJZ, and it was a well-acclaimed program, but the premise behind this is that there are many, many Christianities out there, and we're going to bring together 10 different types of Christianity and put them in a house together. It's almost like a Big Brother for Christians, and then let them sit there and nut it all out, and we'll see, you know, from the outside, what are the challenges facing Christianity today, and what can they really do, and do we really like them anyway? The problem, I think, with a program like this is basically the premise. It's the idea that there are many ways in which you can express the Christian faith, but that's like saying there are many Christs. I mean, the Christian faith, in the end, is very much about who Jesus is. And so the big issues that this program wants to discuss are obviously, you know, terrible things like abuse within the church, or struggles like whether or not women should lead churches and things like that, or whether even Mormonism is actually a faith within the Christian church. But the truth is that there's not going to be much about Christianity if it's not focused particularly on Jesus. And in the end, that would be the ruling stick for all of it, really. What do you think about abortion? Well, what would Jesus say? What do you think about gay conversion therapy? Well, what would Jesus say? Or what do you think about abuse in the church? Well, what would Jesus say? But I suspect because of the way this has been put together by, you know, admittedly a non-Christian production company, the idea is going to be a big struggle simply because they'll want to be saying, what does society say about?
Yeah.
What does Jesus say, but what does society say about Reverend Tiffany, an Anglican priest from a progressive church in Brisbane? I mean, people will be sitting there and they'll be responding to her personality, not necessarily what she has to say.
And I was going to ask you if you can tell us about the people who are going to be on that.
So there's a whole range of people in it. You've got a female Anglican priest, and they paired her up against a conservative Anglican woman who doesn't believe that women should lead church. And then you've got a man who's gone through years of gay conversion therapy and calls himself a Christian but is happily homosexual. And then you've got paired up against him a man who believes that homosexuality is wrong and it's possible to teach gay people to change their gender identity. You've got people who are considered to be charismatic paired up against people who are considered to be conservative. And then, like I said, you've got a particular woman in there who is a Mormon who most of the house would believe is not a Christian at all. You've got conservative Catholics versus progressive Catholics, people who believe sex before marriage is a good idea and sex before marriage is a bad idea. What you've actually got is a conflict model.
Yeah,
I really don't think they're actually looking for a consensus on what is Christianity.
Yeah, but that's what the media is all about, isn't it? It's creating a stir with the most radical things as possible, you know?
Yeah, and so what are we to do with a program like this? Well, I'm really looking forward to analysing it more closely. Maybe we'll get back together and chat about that.
Yeah.
But the truth is, the thing we've got to do is pray. Because it's the Spirit of God that moves people.
Yeah.
And so some people are going to hear things that just play to their ears and make them feel comfortable, and that's all they'll be happy with hearing.
Yeah.
But there are other people out there, people that God is working on, that we want to hear, we want them to actually hear something that will point them in the right direction, ultimately that'll bring them to Jesus.
The two-part TV series, Christians Like Us, on SBS. This week and next week.